Healthcare advocates in New Jersey say expanding access to midwifery services can help mitigate maternal mortality inequities in New Jersey. Before the 1900s, the practice was common in the U.S. and was associated with Black and Indigenous people. From the New Jersey desk, WHYY's Tennyson Donier explains how racism led to midwifery's 20th century decline and how its return can save lives.
Midwives are licensed healthcare professionals who care for people from adolescence through menopause. Their care specializes in assisting people in childbirth and centering patients' needs and preferences, often using traditional or ancestral methods and not intervening unless needed for the well-being of the pregnant person and their fetus. Julie Blumenfeld, a certified nurse midwife and director for the midwifery program at Rutgers University in Newark, says growing the midwifery workforce is one way to address high rates of maternal mortality, especially in communities of color.
In countries with equal resources to the United States, where midwives are the majority of the workforce caring for pregnant people, outcomes are far superior than the outcomes in the United States.
In New Jersey, Black people are 7 times more likely to die from pregnancy-related issues than white people. Assemblywoman Brittany Timberlake, a member of the Legislative Black Caucus, has introduced legislation requiring health insurance companies to cover midwife-assisted home births. The mom of three says many people would prefer to give birth at home with the assistance of midwives, but can't afford to.
I do believe, again, the need for insurance companies to pay for that, because it's currently something that wealthy Caucasian women are more prone to do because they tend to have the cash on hand to do it.
Groups like the New Jersey Health Quality Institute are calling on the state to expand Medicaid eligibility for midwifery services. From the New Jersey desk, Tennyson Donier, WHYY News.